The Indiana Business Research Center predicts that Bloomington will be the fourth fastest-growing metro area in the state by 2050. For this week's City Limits story, Mitch Legan discusses one of the ways Bloomington is dealing with that projected population growth, student housing complexes.
When you live somewhere for a while, you're bound to see some changes. As someone who's lived or worked in Bloomington for the last 50 years, Kevin Burdishaw has seen the city change a lot, and he isn't loving what he's seeing.
Like a lot of people I know, and a lot of lifelong residents I know, concerned about the concentration of population in downtown Bloomington, particularly in these big boxy apartment buildings.
Burdishaw says he misses the days when buildings throughout Bloomington had characters similar to Harmony School, where he volunteers, and has become troubled about the city's decisions to tear down old structures in favor of what he describes as big boxy apartment buildings.
A big shoebox is fine with a nice false front with different kind of patterns on it, but they all start looking kind of generic after a while.
He asked City Limits to look into the issue. Where did these large student complexes come from? And what is the city hoping to accomplish with them? According to census estimates, almost 85,000 people live in Bloomington now. Almost half those people are students, and they need places to live. That's why we've seen an increase in multifamily housing since 2015, according to Tina Peterson, who's the president and CEO of the nonprofit organization Regional Opportunity Initiatives, which studies prosperity in 11 counties in south central Indiana.
Certainly, I don't think there's any question that we've seen an explosion in multifamily housing, and that the vast majority of that multifamily housing would probably fall in the category of student housing.
According to a recent housing study by ROI, Bloomington has added almost 1,300 multifamily housing units since 2015. When you compare that to the 150 or so single-family units that have been completed over the same time, it's hard to say Burdishaw's wrong about the recent explosion in student housing. According to Bloomington senior zoning planner Eric Grulich, it started in 1995, when the city approved a new zoning code to reinvigorate downtown.
We had what's called a downtown development opportunity overlay, which gave for increased density within certain areas surrounding the downtown so that we could get people down there, get businesses activated.
But as buildings were going up in Bloomington, the Twin Towers came down in New York City. Grulich theorizes that 9/11 might have actually pushed students from large coastal cities toward Bloomington in the Midwest, which parents thought would be safer from possible follow-up attacks.
These out-of-state students oftentimes had a little bit more money to spend on housing. They were used to higher housing costs. So developers were quickly realizing that they could build apartments, kind of high-end, top-end stuff, and they'd get a lot of return on their investment.
While out-of-state enrollment was already increasing in the late 90s, IU Bloomington added just over 1,000 out-of-state students in the 2 years following 9/11. Since then, IU has added about 360 out-of-state students each year. Grulich says developers just went where the money was.
If this is what people are buying, this is what people are going to build. So the high-end students, you know, there was a market, there was a demand for that. The developer said, hey, you know, we're selling apartments like hotcakes here. We've got 95% occupancy rates. This is where the money is, so we're going to keep building that.
But if complexes are good for developers, Burdishaw wants to know, how does that help Bloomington's full-time residents?
Getting renters out of the core neighborhoods. You know, so that reduces impacts to people that are living in those neighborhoods, and it frees up some of those housing opportunities for residents to move into what was formerly a student rental house.
The thought process follows simple supply and demand. If more student housing complexes are built downtown, their rents will go down, and more students will be able to live downtown with their friends, close to bars and shiny new buildings with things like internet and utilities already included. Grulich says he knows that's a possibility, not a certainty, but he says odds are downtown Bloomington will continue changing as its population continues to grow. Officials will continue to determine how to deal with Bloomington's population growth as they continue to discuss amendments to the Unified Development Ordinance this week and next week. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.